everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Pop, Drop, and Roll, a podcast all about pop. My name is Eileen Kane, and I will be your host.
Many thanks to BalloonFest 86 for providing us with our opening tune. It's called Gone, and it's available now on all streaming services, so be sure to check them out.
On this show, I'll be talking about pop's past, present, and future, diving into specific artists and various subgenres. Today's episode will be a brief history of pop music, a look at where we've been so we can better understand where we are and where we're going. But before we get into today's episode, I just want to introduce myself a little bit. Like I said, my name is Eileen, and I really love pop music. While I listen to a wide array of genres, ranging from punk to jazz to rap, pop is the genre that I have been listening to the longest. Shockingly, I am older than the iPod, so I grew up listening to music on the radio and on cassettes and on CDs. The only stations I knew were Radio Disney, Kiss 95.7, which was a top 40 station, and our local NPR station. So pretty much, as a kid, all I listened to was pop. Now, the name pop, as in pop music, comes from the term popular music. Popular music is music that is neither art music nor folk music. The specific differentiation between these three kinds of music does not really come from how they sound. Rather, it comes from how they are disseminated. Before recording technology was available, there were really only two ways music could be distributed. Traditionally, art music was distributed on paper in the form of sheet music and through live performance. Folk music was traditionally distributed orally, so passed down from one musician to the next. As music evolved alongside industrialization, it was able to reach larger audiences. As recording and radio technology became more advanced and widespread, a new type of music emerged, that being popular music. This music was a product of the music industry, which had also developed as a result of these advancements in industry. The music industry wanted to create music that would have mass appeal, because the more people that liked it, the more they could sell it. This is where the difference between popular music and art and folk music is. Popular music is created for distribution through the music industry, while art music and folk music are now also released in formats similar to popular music by the music industry, they are also still distributed the way they were originally, which is where that differentiation comes from. Pop as a genre didn't emerge until about the 1950s, and at the time it encompassed rock and roll, which we now see as a completely separate genre. In the late 60s, the two genres diverged, and pop as we know it began to form. As music recording and distribution technology developed further, the way songs were made and sold changed. As a quick side note, the Shure SM58, an industry standard vocal microphone, which you have without a doubt seen someone use before, has been in production since 1966. It was development of technology exactly like the SM58 that allowed pop music to develop. Additionally, the development of 45s allowed the way music was released to change. Now, if you're young and you aren't quite sure what 45s are, they're also sometimes referred to as 7 inches, and they were where singles came from. So a 45 could hold one song on one side, generally, and another song on the back. There was an A side and a B side, and that's where singles came from. That was the birth of singles. The introduction of 45s led to how music is pretty much still released to this day. You got a couple of singles, then you got the album. And because 45s were relatively inexpensive, music became even more accessible. allowing people to choose exactly what they wanted to listen to when they wanted to listen to it, instead of only being able to listen to what was on the radio or having to jump around with the needle on the LP. But what actually makes a pop song a pop song? What defines pop as a genre? Honestly, it's incredibly difficult to pinpoint that exactly. In the words of Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, "I know it when I see it." In this case, hear it. But there are some general themes that show up often in pop. A pop song will generally be written in a verse-chorus structure. So there's a verse, a chorus, the chorus repeats itself. And there is a catchy hook. Pop songs are also generally short or medium in length, and they are quite danceable. While the concept of popular music has been around since the 1880s, the pop genre is much more modern, and it's not the entirety of popular music. It is a single genre that is the very essence of popular music. Pop is one of the most popular genres because it is palatable. While it has evolved significantly since its beginnings in the 1950s, it has always remained accessible. What we hear and think of as pop today does an incredible job of borrowing elements from a huge range of genres and making it for everyone. And that's what I find so compelling about pop music. While not all pop is good, and in fact, a lot of pop is quite bad, the best pop is some of the best music you will ever listen to. And pop can get so easily dismissed by self-proclaimed music lovers simply because it is so popular. But it has to be popular for a reason, doesn't it? The accessibility of pop music gives everyone a level playing field. You don't need to know anything about music theory to enjoy a pop song. You don't need to even speak the language the pop song is in to enjoy it. And because of that, pop can be something that really brings people together. There is so much more detail I could get into, but then it wouldn't be a brief history. I could go off on so many tangents, but it could get boring. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to play a game. After this short break, my father will be joining me to play a game of some pop music trivia, which I think will be quite fun. So stay tuned. Okay, Dad, are you ready for some pop music trivia?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to start it off nice and easy for you. Who was dubbed the King of Pop?
Michael Jackson.
Good job. This might be the only one you get right. Actually, no, there's some other ones you might get right. But keeping with Michael Jackson, what Irish one-hit wonder prevented Michael Jackson from having back-to-back number one hits with Billie Jean and Beat It in April of 1983?
Irish?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Come on.
I was going to say Sinead O'Connor, but she's not a one-hit wonder.
I think that was also the 90s and not 1983.
I wouldn't remember, Eileen.
Think, Dad. Irish.
Irish.
I'm asking you this question.
Yeah, that doesn't help me, Eileen. Oh, sorry.
You just said part of the name of the song.
I don't know.
Really, Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's Come On, Eileen.
Oh, geez. I didn't realize that was actually British Isles. I thought that was American.
No, Dexy's Midnight Runners are Irish.
Well, now I know that. Sorry.
They have a song about someone named Eileen and you thought they were American?
Yeah.
Oh my.
But now that I think about it, they have an accent when they sing.
Yeah. Well, okay. Who is often referred to as the Queen of Pop?
The Queen of Pop. Ooh.
I thought this one was going to be easy for you.
Well, I would say Janet Jackson, but...
It's not Janet Jackson. It's kind of the right era, though.
Yeah.
I'm about to make a movie about her starring Ana de Armas. I think it's Ana de Armas that's playing her.
Yeah. I think I'm going to fail you on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Just one more guess.
One more guess. Queen of Pop. I'm trying to think of who that might be. The problem is you're asking me pop questions and I listen not to pop so much. Although I like pop, I just don't follow them very much.
That's what's supposed to make it entertaining. And I was confused, actually. Ana de Armas is not about to play her in a movie. Ana de Armas is about to play Marilyn Monroe. I don't know why I got these two people confused, because Madonna is the queen of pop.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay.
And this question I know you're not going to get, but it's my favorite piece of trivia about Madonna. Which unusual group opened for Madonna on the Virgin Tour?
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
It was the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Before they got famous. Well, it was like while they were getting famous. They were touring off of License to Ill, and it was before they got, like, good.
Okay.
License to Ill got them famous. But everything else after that was good music. Anyway, this is not a rap podcast. This is a pop podcast. So goodbye, Beastie Boys. What girl group was Beyonce formerly a part of?
I used to know this.
I believe in you.
No, I don't.
To start thinking of girl groups from the 90s.
Yeah.
Which you were absolutely the target demographic.
I was. I don't think so.
No, Dad, that was sarcasm.
Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't... what was the band that was... And I don't even know if it's the right era, from Britain.
Beyonce is not British.
I know that. That's what I was about to say.
But the band you might be thinking of, I think, is an answer to an upcoming question, so I'm not going to say it.
Yes. Okay. I don't know.
Destiny's Child.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know who Beyonce is married to now?
No.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, okay.
Yeah. Who sang this song? I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I don't know because, you know, you would say that and sing that and I would have no clue about, you know, what the reference is from.
But you at least recognize the song, right?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Spice Girls.
Oh, well, geez. That makes sense. Well, if you had played it, I might have.
Yeah, I can't do that for legal reasons. If I could afford to license Wannabe by the Spice Girls, I would have played it because
I get
it's a jam. One of my favorite songs of all time. Okay, now we're fast forwarding to my youth. Can you name all three members of the Jonas Brothers?
Uh, Nick's one?
Yes. Oh my God. I wasn't expecting you to get any of them.
Oh, yeah. No. They have, I think, kind of like common American first names.
They are so plain and unassuming. Like, they're boring like, names.
Like something like Mike or Bill.
Not Mike or Bill.
Yes, I know they're not that, but something like that.
Yeah.
So Nick.
One of the names has alliteration.
So this is the problem.
Yeah.
You and your brother know about alliterations. And I wasn't ever taught that, so I don't know. I learned it when you guys did it.
They didn't teach you alliterations in elementary school?
No. No, I was, I had bad, you know, they did the whole thing with the phonics. We were actually an experimental school district for phonics, and they gave up, like, grammar. I've told you this before.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, alliteration is when it's, like, the same sound repeated.
Uh-huh.
Usually the same letter.
So what was the question again?
This is the name of a Jonas brother.
Oh, name of a Jonas brother. Nick Jonas. Yeah, I don't remember the other two.
Think of a plain American name that starts with the letter J. That is not your name.
Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of any hints for the last one, except for he's the oldest one and he got married and he's kind of the reason, not really kind of the reason, but like everyone thought like him getting married was like the reason the Jonas Brothers broke up. The first one. Do you remember which one that was?
No, but I want to say Mick. Like, no. Not Mick from like Jagger, but like Mick
there was a Nick.
Yes, right. There was a Nick, which I said already.
Yes.
And so there was a Joe Jonas, and then there was a. Well, it's not Matt.
No.
Or Pete.
It starts. No, I'm not going to say the letter it starts with because that's going to give it away.
Oh. Mike?
No, you already said Mike.
Oh, it's not Steve.
No, it's not Steve.
So, is it a biblical name?
I don't think that's a biblical name. You're asking the wrong person.
Anthony?
No. It's shorter than that. I don't think you're going to get it.
Yeah.
It's an Irish name.
Oh, an Irish name.
But you wouldn't think of it really as an Irish name. There was a saint with this name.
Well, it wouldn't be Patrick.
No, it's not Patrick.
John?
No.
I already said Anthony, but you said it's shorter than that.
I honestly don't think it's Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah, I wouldn't have
written. Kevin, Nick, and Joe.
But and Kevin is actually a very common name, like Pete and that kind of
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this one, I hope you get, and if not, I'll be very disappointed in you. What year was Taylor Swift born?
1989?
Yes! Yes, I have taught you well.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it was also when I started working where I'm at.
Oh, it's also 10 years before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy way to remember it, because you were there for that.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
What album did Taylor Swift's hit single Blank Space appear on?
What album?
Yeah.
And you're not going to give me like multiple choice?
No. Because you should know this.
No, I shouldn't.
Yes, you should.
It's a Red album, I think.
No. It's the album that came out after Red. But I'm impressed that you know that Red is one of her albums.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a trick question. As a hint, I have this album on CD. I do not have it on vinyl. And it came out in 2014.
It wasn't like Revenge or something.
No, I think you're thinking of a different album. But that was the album that came out after this album.
Okay.
Do you just want me to tell you?
Sure.
1989.
Oh, geez. That was stupid of me.
Okay. Now, as a bonus...
Because I knew there was an album called that.
Yes. And that's why it was a bit of a trick question.
Yes.
And now, as another bonus point... Can you name four Taylor Swift albums, not including 1989?
No.
Well, you've already named two of them. So we'll count Red.
Uh-huh.
Now, you were close when you said Revenge. Now think about it. That was the tour we saw her on.
Yeah, I know. And I'm just trying to think of the... It was because people were mean to her.
Yeah.
Isn't that accurate?
It is accurate, but
mm-hmm. What?
It's just funny.
Okay.
But what? It starts with an R and an E.
Yeah, no, I know that. I just couldn't think of Relevations. No.
Yes, Taylor Swift released a gospel album in 2017 for sure.
Well, if it was a tell-all album, that could be
rap.
Yeah, I have that part in my brain, Eileen. The rest of it I don't have.
Rap.
Reputation.
Yes, you got it. Okay, so now that's two.
Uh-huh.
What album?
So 1989.
No, 1989 doesn't count because I gave you one. Because you have to name four albums and you've named two. You've named Red and you came up with Reputation, kind of, sort of. Do you know either of the albums she released surprise? Like they were surprise release albums in 2020?
No.
You don't?
No.
How? I own three of one of them on vinyl, and I only have...
Did you actually open the box?
Yes, I opened the box. Folklore.
Folklore, okay.
And then the sister album to that album is Evermore.
Evermore.
Hmm. Yeah. And then also...
Sounds like a Zep song.
Also in 2020, 2021 is when she did this. She re-released Fearless.
Okay.
And then most recently she re-released Red. And do you know why? Do you know why she's re-releasing her albums?
Yeah, because she's got ownership to them now.
Yes. Yes. And also, final question about Taylor Swift. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I think the one, I don't know the name of it, about star-crossed lovers.
Star-crossed lovers?
Is that how it goes? It's not Starbucks lovers or whatever.
Long list of ex-lovers.
Oh, long list of, sorry.
But you got the Starbucks lovers, which was how that line was very commonly misheard, which is also you know, Starbucks lovers and Taylor Swift lovers, that Venn diagram is just a circle because it's the same people.
Of course.
And that is blank space.
Blank space, yes. That's
which
it.
Was the question I asked you about, which is why I had a feeling that that was your favorite Taylor Swift song. Anyway, where is Justin Bieber from?
Where?
Yes.
I think he's Canadian.
Yes, that is correct.
I can't tell you what city, maybe Toronto.
I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know off the top of my head. I think he's from the greater Toronto area.
Yeah.
I think he might be from London, Ontario.
Huh.
But I'm not 100% sure. Let's find out. He is indeed from London. Oh, I'm so smart. Can you name a single Justin Bieber song?
Oh, God, no.
Final question. What was Lady Gaga's first number one hit song?
Lady Gaga's number one hit song?
First number one hit song. Hint, it is also the name of a long-running video game series.
Long-running video game series.
That releases a new game every year.
Oh. I don't know. I remember a song that was about Alejandro.
I'm not sure if that was even a number one hit song, but Alejandro is a Lady Gaga song.
Yes.
So you get a point for knowing that.
Uh-huh.
But the first...
Well, it was one I actually liked.
It's a good song. Lady Gaga's pretty great.
Yeah. I grant her that. She's got some good stuff.
But the answer is Just Dance.
Oh.
Just Dance. Gonna be okay. Just Dance. That one.
Okay.
You've definitely heard that song before.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the final question. Thank you so much for joining me and answering questions you did not know the answers to. I hope you had fun.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the very first episode of Pop, Drop, and Roll. Once again, I'm Eileen. I hope you'll tune in next time when I talk about Pop's newest star, Olivia Rodrigo. Once again, our opening and closing tune is Gone by BalloonFest 86. Be sure to check them out on all streaming services. And thanks again for listening.